Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 14, Letter Number 5131, Baruch Hashem, the 18th of Shabbat, Tov Shin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I want to confirm here receiving the letter 11th of Shabbat and the one that preceded it. And I am quickly answering it out of line. Even letters that are need because of the matter of these vaccinations, the injections that are vaccination. So the Rebbe says, even though I'm surprised in your question about it, because many in the Holy Land have already asked me, and I told them positively, because over here everybody does it, mostly like everybody, it's successful. And the Rebbe says it's understood that if you have the injections which come from, made in the drugstore, different drugs, different companies, I guess they had Pfizer or today we have Pfizer, Moderna, but over there, whatever company, the Rebbe says we should use the one that has been tested, the one that was injected and tested. Use that. So I guess they didn't want to do the injection, and it was very important because, you know, that's the way. I must be polio. That's what we were discussing about. It must be polio.
You know what? I don't know that.
The Rebbe thanks him for the good news, from the improvement of his of the health of which the person mentions there, and the Rebbe says, "I'm surprised that he didn't tell me himself." So this other person is writing about that. The other one got better. The Rebbe says he didn't write it to me by himself. But the Rebbe says when you write to me that you're feeling better, then you're fulfilling the mitzvah of loving thy fellow as thyself. You make me feel good by rejoicing the heart of another Jew with the good news, especially since the person told me before on the condition before the treatment, which wasn't so good, I guess. And now he doesn't bother reporting about the treatment. The Rebbe says, this is pretty straightforward. The Rebbe says, it seems like the Alter Rebbe said, loving thy fellow as yourself is the actual vessel and is one with loving God your God. And it seems like it did not yet penetrate all groups, because the Rebbe says, why didn't he report to that? And the Rebbe says, I also want to discuss similar that there is a problem in the relationship between, I guess they didn't get along. It doesn't say the names over here, who they were. But the Rebbe says this is also branched out because of not doing the command, God forbid, may God protect us, of Ahav L'Recha Kamecha. The reason they don't get along is because they're not fulfilling the command, love thy fellow as yourself. And the Rebbe says, this isn't sufficient, a strong enough, a sharp enough expression to the important of this matters and the results of it. So the Rebbe is very upset about the fact that they're not getting along. And the Rebbe says, this is all of a lack of loving thy fellow as yourself. That's why you have these estranged and this difficult relationship. And the Rebbe says, based upon what I've already written many times, the verse promises the face you show the water is the face, is the image you get back. This is the way the verse says. K'mayim aponim l'ponim, k'ein leiv ha'odom l'odom. So the heart of man is to the person. So the pasuk does not distinguish who starts first, who changes the heart first. In other words, you start off, you express love to the other person. The one who starts it off, you merit the great rule of the Torah that Rabbi Akiva says, loving thy fellow is a great rule. So don't wait for the other one to start to reach out to you. You reach out with love to him. You will merit to fulfill this great important rule of Ahavta L'Recha Kamecha. And the Rebbe says, the one, and when you become a chariot, in other words, you accept, you carry both loves, the love of Hashem and the love of thy fellow. You become a chariot, means you carry them both, the love of Hashem and the love of thy fellow. It's really one. Based upon what the Alter Rebbe says, you can't distinguish. Can't love Hashem if you don't love another Jew. And if you love another Jew, you're loving Hashem. So, as you know, when you do a mitzvah, as it's known, a person becomes that mitzvah, you become a carriage to that mitzvah. You carry that mitzvah, as explained in many places and in the Tanya. So the Rebbe says there's no need to go into further details. Is something which is very obvious. The Rebbe says, I'm looking forward to good news. The Rebbe basically doesn't want no disagreement, no discontent, and the Rebbe wants there to be shalom. Okay, we'll stop.